Now look at these areas. Power to forgive sins. Verses 1 to 8. Power to forgive sins. What a power that is. They got it right. The scribes and Pharisees said only God can forgive sins. They got it right. But they couldn't see that that man there was God. Manifest in the flesh. Power over religious traditions. Oh, what a terrible thing traditions have done to humanity and to Christianity. Traditions. Jesus said to the religious leaders, your traditions have made the Bible useless. But we built them on the Bible. No, you built it and destroyed it. That's a terrible indictment, isn't it? Traditions. That's point three. Power to call to service. Only God can do that. Only God can call people to service. I know in the human realm we can ask someone to do something, whatever. But to be called of God, as the apostles were, only God can do that. Number four, power over death. This is a problem, isn't it? Fellow cemeterians, how are you? We're all going to the cemetery unless Jesus comes. Hey, we're all going there. Only we just at the, Del and I were just a couple of weeks ago at the graveside of M.A. Butler. You know, M.A. Butler from Word of Life and Herald of Hope Ministry. Dear lovely brother, yes, we know him well. He's gone. He's buried. We had lunch beside his gravesite. He said, hallelujah, if the Lord comes, we're going to go with M.A. We're going to be caught up with M.A. Yeah. He has power over death. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That's what it says in Revelation. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can do that. Hallelujah. What Adam introduced? Sin and death. Jesus has conquered. And he will conquer it openly when he comes back. And then power over demons. Wow, this is a real problem here. This is the enemy of God. First of all, it started in the very presence of God, a rebellion in heaven. And then he visits planet Earth, and then he opposes the work of God right down to the very last. Wouldn't you think the devil would just take off his six-shooter and say, ah, I'm done. I'm done. Look what happened at the cross. I'm done. No, he's going to get worse, worse. He's going to fight and fight and fight to the very end. And you know the amazing, and may I use the word stupid here, as we read in Revelation 16 and Revelation 14, when the Antichrist gets all the nations of the world against Jerusalem, hello, an extraterrestrial arrives from outer space, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Antichrist and all his armies start making war with the Lamb. They turn their guns and missiles and whatever on Jesus Christ. That's the last, second last great rebellion. What folly. But the Lord Jesus Christ has power over the devil and demons. And then in 35 to 38, in chapter 9, 35 to 38, we have a summary. But when he saw the multitude, in verses 34 and 35, the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the ruler of demons. Summary. Then Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness and disease among the people. We'll just point out to you a very, very important thing. Or shall we leave it to our next session, and that is the messianic significance of these works? We find that John the Baptist has a question. He's in jail. Ah, the messianic movement has failed. The messianic movement has failed. I'm the forerunner. I've been told I'm going to be great. I'm going to be great, the greatest in the messianic kingdom. Here I'm in jail. And I wonder what he thought when his head was on the chopping block. But the Lord, he sent a question. Are you the one, or do we look for another? And Jesus replies, go and tell John. And in Isaiah 35, verses 5 and 6, there's a list of all the things that the Messiah is going to do, and that's what Jesus quotes to John. Those very words. Yes. He is the Messiah. He is the Messiah. Let's leave that there. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time together, and no greater joy, dear Lord, in looking at your lovely Son and him fulfilling all the promises and purposes of God, particularly as it relates to Israel, but also including the extension of your mercy to the Gentiles and moving on to build your mighty church, which you are building today while Israel is partially hardened and temporarily set aside, waiting for the soon day when they will look on him whom they have pierced. So Lord, write these things in our hearts, we do pray, and inspire us to live for him and share it with others in Jesus' name. Amen.